Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Jasmine. Can I have your zip code so I can locate your account, please?
70737.
Thank you. And your first and last name, please?
Barbara Smith.
And that's 70737?
Yes.
I don't have anything underneath that zip code, ma'am.
Well, I ordered, and I can give you the number to where the lady made one cancellation, but she couldn't cancel the other things on it at the time, she said, because I needed to wait 24 hours. I have the numbers to order the product or whatever, and the order numbers.
You said your name is Barbara Smith?
Yes.
Can I have the first six and last four of the cart that was charged?
The first six?
And then the last four.
Let me get it. It's kind of indisposed. I didn't know I was going to need the cart. I know the last four is 2773. I know that.
2773. I can try it from that. Let me see. 2773 okay. With the last name Smith, you said?
Yes. I had done an Amazon survey first time. I won't fool with that again. This is what it ran me into.
Yes, that's still a good thing because I don't know if I can find it this way. I'm just trying it this way.
Yeah, that's what I'm about to get it. It's in the restroom. Okay, you said the first six you said?
Yes, ma'am.
It's 403786.
And say that again, please.
403786.
And the last four?
2773.
Now I'm going to start all over, okay? Searching it a different way the first time.
Okay. Well, she said she canceled. I don't know if it's canceled or not.
Yes, ma'am, and I'm searching all our systems. I'm still here.
Okay.
I'm still here, ma'am. Still checking our systems for you.
Okay, you can take your time. I'm not in a rush.
No, ma'am, I didn't find anything underneath the card number 403-786 and 2773.
Now, that's crazy. When I did, I actually did and called, and the lady said she canceled the, that watch, some kind of fitness watch or something.
Oh, it's a fitness watch?
Mm-hmm.
Let me try one more system, ma'am.
Okay.
Thank you, Ms. Smith. And can you, I've located the account. Yes, can you verify your shipping address?
11083 South Bayou View Drive, Gonzales, Louisiana, 70737.
Yes, ma'am. So I do show where it was shipped out.
See, and I don't want that because it tells you when you select it. They say it'll be like $5.97, like a purchase. But then when you, by the time you finalized everything, then it's like a 14-day trial or something like that. And then I wanted to do a rush. Well, started with the watch. Then I was like, I had to click the button, say, do a rush on it. But when I did that, that's when those AirPods or whatever it is came up. I don't even use those things. Those things hurt too bad. And it's all tricky. That's the bottom line. I guess I can explain it all with the way they do, the way the system does it.
Yes, ma'am. So what I can do is, since it does have a tracking number, it's on its way, I can extend the account out for 7 days. That way you can send it out. You can send it back. And so you won't be billed after 7 days.
I leave out of town Tuesday. to go to a job in Washington State, I'll be gone a whole month. And don't know if it was, when is it due to be here?
One moment. Because it was just created on the 19th. It'll just, I don't know what it'll show me. One moment. Let me check.
But she told me I had to wait 24 hours to call back for that one because it wasn't showing the night that it, I did everything. And I'm like, I don't even, didn't even understand that. If it showed one, why it didn't show everything? It charged me for a year of warranty and all that kind of junk.
It says expected delivery April the 24th at 8 o'clock.
That's a Saturday. Okay, well, I'll be here. I leave Tuesday, so I do have time to get it in the mail on Monday.
Would you, do you want the tracking number?
Yes.
So you can track it, too. It's gonna, just let me know when you're ready.
Okay. And how do I cancel the warranty? If that's nothing being delivered.
Okay, it was canceled and refunded.
The warranty?
Yes.
And plus the well, what got shipped?
Just the watch.
That's what she was supposed to have canceled. That's the only item she canceled. And then I was calling back to do the earbud and the warranty. Okay, but what's the tracking number?
9400
mm-hmm.
1111. That's four ones.
Mm-hmm.
0840
mm-hmm.
0955
mm-hmm.
019394.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so what did they charge me?
You've only been charged shipping and handling so far. I'm going to extend the account out for 7 days, $5.97, so you can return that watch back.
I'll charge $5.97?
Yes, but it will bill after that if the if you haven't returned the watch back.
Okay. And do you have to open it to return it or to get a return label out of it? Or?
No, I can give you a return merchandise number. Or, ma'am, what I can do is I can just go ahead and give you a 50% discount.
No, she tried to give me a 30. I don't even want it at all. I'm not trying to pay for it. I thought it was $5.97 because of the survey. That's the only reason. Other than that, I would have not been interested in it.
Right, I understand. I totally understand.
I just don't like the way they did it. That's why I said I would never do another Amazon survey. That was my first time, and I was like, oh, I'm getting a gift for doing a survey? You know, that's because that's what they say. But that's not a gift when you're paying for something. And then I was like, okay, well, if I'm going to just pay shipping and handling, okay. But, no, this is tricky, and I don't like doing business like that.
I totally understand.
And I'm sure I'm the first one to call back with that. Let me re-give you this tracking number back. I'm almost sure I got it right. But I have 9400 followed by 41, then 0840955019394.
Yes, ma'am.
And that's going to come in an Amazon package or what?
No, it'll come just regular USPS.
Okay. USPS delivery. It's supposed to be here on April 24th. About 8 p.m. And what's the best way for me to return this? Will the return label be free?
No, I apologize, Ann. They don't even give a return label. You just have to ship it back. I can give you the address.
At my expense.
Yes, ma'am. But at you know that expense. They're... Yes, ma'am, at your expense. It's still going to be a $9.95 restocking fee.
Why would it be a restocking fee when it's something that I didn't want? I was tricked into. I called as soon as it happened. I don't think that's right. I need to speak with a supervisor on that. I don't want to pay anything. It's going to cost me just to send something back that I was tricked into. That's more than enough.
Yes,
and
well,
I have to pay that because that's the only way I could get it back. You know, be able to send it back. And I don't want anything else coming out of my account. And I would like to be refunded.
Well, we won't be refunded, ma'am. You have to send us our watch back just so we won't bill you because we will bill you.
I'm going to send you your watch back, but they still charge me $5.97.
Yes, that won't be refunded. That was shipping and handling charges, ma'am.
Even with me calling in and the lady claims she canceled it, you see, it should have. I told her the watch. That's the first thing I told her, and I gave her item number I gave her, because I take notes to what I do. I told her the order number was 24456. It's what I gave her. So I don't understand, why would she send something? What's the purpose of me calling and then they're going to send it anyway?
Yes, ma'am. It's just that when you gave her that was for the warranty. You just have the watch and the warranty. There is no earbuds. So when you gave her that, first off, that was the warranty that you gave her. So it's probably why she didn't.
Well,
if you had her looking it up from that, she probably did.
Because that's the number that was showing on the item.
It gave you
I could see you a picture. If you got a cell phone, I can forward this to you. The picture of the watch have order number 24456 next to it. The earbuds say order number pending. 1 year warranty says order number pending. It didn't even have a number. I only had one number to give her, and it was on the picture next to the watch. See what I'm saying? And I told her I wanted to cancel the watch.
I understand, but that was just a warranty order number.
But I verbally told her, too, I wanted to cancel the watch. She said, what is it that you want to cancel? I said, I want to cancel it all. I said, but the only one I have the order number to is the watch. She said, well, what is the watch number? I gave it to her. Now, at that point, she should have told me it's not the watch. I can only go by what my picture is showing me. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, ma'am. Well, if you were just telling her that was the watch, but it wasn't the watch and it was the warranty, that's why it was canceled. But it's not a big problem. If as long as you send a watch back, you won't be billed. I'm gonna go ahead and extend the account out for 7 days.
But what my problem is, I'm paying $5.97 for it to come here. Then I got to pay whatever it is to send it back. Then they're gonna charge a restocking fee. Ma'am, I don't have money to give away to nobody like that.
Yes,
I need
ma'am,
to speak with the supervisor, please. No disrespect to you. I just know in business and some things, some workers can do things on some level, but a supervisor or the next person above can do other things. And you have helped me. I really appreciate it. But I really need to speak with the supervisor.
Yes, ma'am. One moment and I'll go ahead and transfer your call.
Okay. Thank you. You have a good day, okay?
You too. One moment.
Okay.
Transferring now, ma'am. Transferring now. You will hear music on the way going over. Please do not hang up. And the supervisor will be right on the phone. You're welcome.
Okay, thank you.